From St. Louis Public Radio, this is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Alex Hoyer. It's time for something that we plan to have as a regular feature on this show, and that's highlighting and listening to new music from St. Louis musicians. Here with me to talk about this is Maya Norfleet, a producer for this show. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
And we have Ryan Big Esco Brown, a DJ and one half of St. Louis hip-hop duo Souls of Liberty. Esco, welcome back to St. Louis on the Air.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Maya, I want to start with you. We've been talking about the idea for this show that focuses on St. Louis music for some time, and specifically part of that show being featuring new music from St. Louis musicians. Why is this something that you felt so strongly about?
Well, I really love St. Louis, obviously, but I really am a big fan of music. And one of the things, even before starting working here for the talk show, it always surprised me how little other so-called like music fans knew about our own music in St. Louis. And it started to just upset me. So I realized, hey, I have a talk show that I work on. Let's just do that for a little bit of time. Let's show off what we have.
And we are radio, after all, so it's a great place to listen.
We love listening to things.
So I want to get right to these music picks. Maya, what is your first one?
Yes. So my first one is by an artist named Fonz. His real name is Stefan White. He put out an album just this month, a week ago, called Unk Jams. And it's really funny because on the cover of Unk Jams, he literally looks like somebody's uncle. He has like a Bluetooth headpiece on. It's really funky and really retro. I talked to Fonz a little bit about what his music inspirations were for Unk Jams itself.
I was super inspired by artists like Kim from the early 2000s, Tori Moi, Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson. Really, my appreciation for music is all over the place. And it even goes beyond that, but I haven't really tapped into anything on that side yet. And I think on the back end of it, I'm just channeling a retro vibe and just channeling something different, kind of teleporting to this place where you feel like, you know, maybe I really did come from the 80s, like I'm this old soul, you know, that decided to give y'all an album after a very long career.
That's Fonz. And I should note the spelling of Fonz. It's P-H-O-N-Z-Z, not Fonz like the character from Happy Days played by Henry Winkler. Just in case people are interested in looking Fonz up. And I understand you have a music selection from Fonz, too.
Yes, we're going to listen to Fonz's song, Fun.
Fonz with Fun. Now, Maya, before I get to Esco's pick, anything else you want to say about Fonz? I mean, it is fun.
It is fun. It's all the songs literally just take me back to being in my mama's backseat when I was a kid. So I really encourage y'all to listen to the full album.
All right. Well, next we have a pick from you, Esco, and it's from St. Louis musician Rachel Bouzier.
Yeah.
Tell us about Rachel.
You know, I met Rachel outside of music first, just kind of hanging around the artist community. So when I found out she was a singer, I was like very surprised because she didn't really give off like a performer. But when I went to her listening party over at Profield on Cherokee, I was like super impressed with her vibe. It's like super chill, super mellow, which really fits her personality. But when she gets on stage, she kind of like turns up into a different mode. So I got the chance to like DJ for her one time. And it was amazing. Like her and Franco, he was playing the guitar, kind of acoustic set too. And I just was like very surprised at like the energy that she brought to the performance. Like she totally shut it down. And from then on, I've just kind of been like a fan.
Let's listen to Rachel Bouzier. This is The Shore.
Down on me, I hope they bring me peace. I hope they show me mercy, mercy, mercy. I hope they show me. I hope they show me. I surrender. I surrender. I never meant to fall in love.
That's new music from Rachel Bouzier. It's called The Shore. Esko, you were saying that you were surprised to learn that Rachel was a performer, that she didn't necessarily give off that vibe when you first met her. And Maya at the top talked about one of her motivations for wanting to start a segment like this is that a lot of people just in St. Louis don't know what we have in St. Louis. Even though you are in the business, do you find yourself that being the case for you?
I mean, I'm always surprised by the wealth of talent. Like, you know, we started off with Fonz. He's a like graphic designer, you know? And so you would think right there, like he's an amazing designer, but then he's got this music too. And so like Rachel was kind of the same way of just like hanging out with her, like, oh yeah, super fun to hang out with. But then I'm like, what? You're making this like underground vibey R&B music too on the side? Like, that's amazing. And she made a really good candle when she came out too, and I really liked her candle too. When I was listening to the music, I was like, I forgot the candle as well. So
I remember the that album release party or that listening party where she also was selling shirts at Profield. I bought one of her shirts and I was like shopping. I'm like, wait a minute, this is dope, but I had somewhere else to go. I'm like, dang, I need to listen to this when I get home.
You know?
Maya, let's get to your next pick. This is from St. Louis musician Whitworth.
Yes, Whitworth. His name is Owen Raglan, and this is not, we're going to hear his new music, but he actually has been on our airwaves before back in 2017 when our colleague, senior arts and culture reporter Jeremy Goodwin, interviewed him when he was just like 17 years old. I met Whitworth for the first time after I got the chance to interview Big Boss Vet at the DOTZAC, at the conference before Music at the Intersection. And he was driving around in this school bus that he renovated himself, that he tours the country in. And I just like shook his hand. I'm like, what is this going on? Because I'm already like coming down from the high of talking to Big Boss Vet and there's this bus outside. So it was a really surreal moment. But yeah, once I listened to his music, he describes it as bedroom pop. And it's because he literally records a lot of his stuff just in his bedroom. And I want to be sure to say that because when you hear it, you won't believe it at all. So this is his debut album, Earth to Dreamer. And that just came out in May of this year. And he shared with me what he believes this album represents.
Earth to Dreamer as an album is a massive statement for me. It's representative of most of my young adulthood. I started writing it when I was 19 and just released it at 23. So it's really encompassed most of my young adulthood. And it also is the first time that I really started singing. I had never been an artist vocally. And so I think it's really representative of finding my voice and finding a dream that I really fully believe in. And so it's been incredible to be able to show people this work that really feels so truly like finding myself and my voice at the same time.
And the song we're going to hear is Standard Faces.
Said you would call me after all. It's maybe
that's St. Louis musician Whitworth with his track Standard Faces off his album, apparently recorded in his bedroom, the album called Earth to Dreamer. Let's get to this next new music from a St. Louis musician or a band, and this is The Winx and the song Can You Feel My Heart Beating? That's Can You Feel My Heart Beating from The Winx. And Maya, that was one of your selections, but what do you hear there, Esco?
It's taking me back to Tony Hawk Pro Skater. it's taking me back to TRL. You know what I mean? When Maya shared that one with me, I was like, oh yeah, we talk about Green Day, Fall Out Boy. Like, I was like, I'm feeling this.
Yes.
Like, that's a vibe for sure.
Now you have me feeling playing the Tony Hawk skateboarding game.
You know what I mean? Like, that was some of the best music. Even, like, I found out about Bon Jovi on Madden. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
wow.
When you think about it like that, Andrew WK, like, stuff like that.
Lord,
really.
Andrew WK, that's crazy.
Right.
So Esco, we have you here, and we mentioned at the intro that you are half of the St. Louis hip hop duo Souls of Liberty. So I can't let you be here and not play some music from you.
Oh man!
so let's do that. This is a song that came out in May, White Castle.
Let's get it started like Will.i.am. The coldest to do it, I really mean it, like Killer Cam. Smoking purple haze from the most dangerous, I'm hardly afraid. The fact we made a way from Adelaide, Euclid Page. King's Highway, I made a staple. Connected the city like Spectrum Cable. Did it without a label. Indie like the Pacers, never smoking Reggie Miller. Built it from the ground up without a f***ing caterpillar. Y'all need calisthenics, how you moving, real depressing. If we in the building, no, we in a different section. Money and diamonds, the only way they can get the message. Cash rules everything. Man, I had to switch the method. Bubble cold out east. Baby girl got gold on her teeth and under my teeth. Joe Fresh, New Balance on feet. Gang deep, moving like a fleet. Y'all lame, thinking like some sheep. I'm chasing.
That's the song White Castle from Souls of Liberty. I'll turn to you now, Maya. No pressure with one of the musicians from Souls of Liberty in the room. Why do you like that one?
Well, I also just love White Castle. So at first I'm like, we're doing a song about White Castle. Then I turn it on. I'm like, oh, I see what's going on. I love this song for a lot of reasons. Esco's flow, especially towards the beginning of that verse, reminds me a lot of like Cam'ron. And also the references to other like hip hop legends like Method Man. And there's a little like Wu-Tang in there. So like I just loved hearing that and just being like, oh, I see what you just did there, Esco. I see what you did.
Well, time keeps moving along, and I want to get to the next one. The next selection is from KV the Writer, and it's a freestyle she put on Instagram called You Don't Really Know.
What's beyond the sky? Is that where we find the heaven? Do we sink third? Do we rise? How much bread to keep on living? We can't take it when we die. So how can the dope be living? If they don't hurt you when you cry, can you really say you feeling? I don't know. Maybe so. I tend to cry when no one's looking. Only matters if it shows. Are you an artist when no one's booking? Are you a chef if you stop cooking? Are you Simone if you lose footing? You lose your balance if you start pushing against the grain. Go find a cushion and a soft place to land. Cause we don't know what's in the plan. For me and you and you and him. I only know where I began. Now where I go in this thing is, I hope it's somewhere in this air. I hope it's nowhere in this land. I hope it's nowhere on this plane. I hope it's nowhere on this planet. Cause I can't do the thing. I wonder if my daddy so made it to the other end.
That's KV the Writer of Freestyle with You Don't Really Know. Maya, why'd you pick this one?
As soon as KV released this on Instagram, it really hit me in the feels. I'm trying my best to not get too emotional because it is a lot about loss. And that's something that we all kind of go through at some point. And the grieving process can look different for everybody. And it was just, as much as I know KV, I already know her, went to school together. It's still like to hear her express it musically was new for me. And I wanted to just share that with everyone. So I asked her what the freestyle meant to her.
I really feel like this song represents where I'm trying to go musically. I love making music that you could sing along to, that you could dance to, but I also really love tapping into vulnerability and being really introspective with my words. And I think this is where I'm going, tapping into the more personal stories and connecting on a human level with the listener. And I want to do more of that. I do want to create the fun stuff, but I want to do more music that really makes you just feel me.
That's KV the Writer. Esco, what do you hear in her music?
I mean, KV's always been super vulnerable with her music and sharing her story, her wins and her losses. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, hearing her over the Franco production, it like really touched a lot of people. I saw that from people sharing it, which is always a good sign that it's connecting with people. Like, when you don't get it from the artist, you get it from somebody else saying, like, yo, check this out. That's how you know it's really connecting with people.
I want to get to our final new music selection from St. Louis Musicians. And this is one of your picks, Esco, and it's Ryan Crashed. Tell me about Ryan Crashed before we listen to the music.
Yeah, well, outside of having a great first name, Ryan is a part of a artist group called $5 Cam with his homeboy Malik. And they've been doing like a whole bunch of stuff. So when Ryan kind of stepped out and started doing his own music, I was kind of shocked by that. But I'm like, he's putting a lot of heart into it. He's being vulnerable. He's doing like this like blog kind of R&B underground kind of type of thing here that's not really traditional. But it feels like really rich with what's going on with like Jordan Ward, Ryan Trey, stuff like that. So I'm like really excited for people to kind of get into him because he's just starting. Like, he's really new.
Well, let's listen to his song, PYT.
She like to dance, I like to dance, drinking my hand. Yeah. Music plays, yeah. I'm in the trance. I crack a smile, you crack a smile, I take your hand. I turn you around, I take a chance. I look at you, you look at me, you looking back. What you looking at? What y'all looking at?
Hey!
It's like a little something like, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey.
That's Ryan Crashed with the song PYT. Maya, what do you hear there?
I hear I'm getting ready to go out. I'm putting on shea butter. I'm smelling good. I'm feeling good. I'm about to look good. I'm about to go out and dance.
Mm. Can we just all agree here that like St. Louis does really have a vibrant music scene, and there's so much talent here?
And it's so
much.
You get everything in the city, I swear to God.
Everything. You know, that's what it really made me going through this. I was like, I want to hear everybody at once. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, oh, I got to go to the rock show, the punk show to hear that. I got to go to Materia to hear the underground rave stuff. Mm-hmm. Got to go to STL Fest to hear the hip-hop and R&B. It's like, it's time, really, for all of the local artists to have something together.
Ryan Big Esco Brown is a DJ and one half of St. Louis hip-hop duo Souls of Liberty. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
And you're playing City Winery on October 30th along with Alexia Simone. Look forward to that. And Maya Norfleet is a producer on this show. Maya, thanks for being here again.
Of course.
Coming up, we'll hear how St. Louis hip-hop stole the show at this past Sunday's American Music Awards. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.